You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text us or call us at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you also can get information on all of our guests at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. So, Tammy, you and I, we're in our 40s now. Mm-hmm. We both have parents that are getting up there. My dad's already passed away, but my mom is 78 years old. Your parents are starting to age.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're both starting to wonder what's going to happen as they reach this next phase of their life.
Right. Well, I have a very brief story. My cousin I just talked to, his wife, they have 9 siblings, and they thought they could just handle their mom, in between the family. But what's getting created is a lot of chaos because everybody has their own lives. It's becoming kind of a burden on everybody. And then trying to communicate to everybody about taking care of the mom. There's a little bit of pride about wanting to take care of your parents because they took care of you, right?
Right.
And so they're trying to come together. And I've already given them the information for our guests today. And I wanted to have them in to kind of talk a little bit about this.
Right, because what are your choices at that point? You either take care of your parents on your own, they go to a nursing home, or the third choice, which is getting really, really popular, is private duty care in your house. So I want to welcome to the studio. Today we have Megan Schmitz and Barb Madison from Right at Home of St. Louis, in-home private care. Welcome, ladies.
Yay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate you coming in and joining us. So, Barb, let's ask you first, because you're the owner of Right at Home. Right at Home's a franchise, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We are part of a national franchise.
Okay. Describe for it. Well, I guess tell us a little bit about Right at Home first. So it's a national franchise.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been around?
The franchise has actually been around for about 13 years, and I was the 55th office that opened in the system, and I've been, I started 10 and a half years ago. It was 10 years in February, so
wow,
big year for us.
Yeah.
Well, and you had a background in long-term care insurance, too, didn't you?
Yes. I sold long-term care insurance as a career agent for General Electric Financial Advisors for a few years. And that was one of the things that actually brought me to having this company, because I saw the tremendous need really up close.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What was going to be needed.
Right. So describe for us what private duty care is. What does it mean?
Well, that's an excellent question to start with, because in our healthcare continuum, it can be very confusing. Private duty home care is distinct from Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare is healthcare insurance. They provide services for people in their homes, but it's ordered by a physician and it is professional. So you either have a nurse, a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, something like that.
No wonder it's so expensive.
And that's right. And that's why they are very parsimonious about how they order it out for people, because it is expensive and it has to really be needed. Private duty, in contrast to that, is providing more custodial type services, like, help with errands, shopping, meals, light housekeeping, all the way to the end of the spectrum, where we provide end-of-life care for people and take care of people who have very complicated medical conditions. But it's not paid for by any sort of health insurance. It is covered by long-term care insurance, but it is a normal type of care that people pay for on their own.
What about for veterans? Is it different for veterans?
It is somewhat the same for veterans, although veterans do have benefits available to them depending on their service experience. If they have disabilities from service, of course, they have a lot of benefits. But one of the little-known benefits that the VA provides the veterans is an aid and attendance pension that people can access if they meet a financial test, an asset test, so that there's a financial need there, and then they also have physical care needs that are appropriate for the pension, and they can get a monthly stipend from the VA that helps pay for home care.
Wow.
Would you help people coordinate? Just Right at Home help people coordinate their way through that process?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I can imagine that'd be confusing.
It can be confusing, and it can take a little while. It used to be about 6 months before people were getting approved. Nowadays, it's getting down to about 3 months. So that is a huge, huge help for people. But absolutely, we can navigate them through the process of filling out the paperwork, getting the appropriate documentation, and getting the care started.
So, Megan, what are the costs of private duty? And how she kind of talked a little bit about how it's paid for, but can you go into detail?
Sure. The ranges for private duty are going to be anywhere from $18 to $25 an hour in our area.
Okay.
And more for that private skilled nursing care, closer to like $35 to $45 an hour.
So that would be like for an actual RN to come in your home?
Correct.
Absolutely. Okay.
If that's necessary. But an RN doesn't need to come in and vacuum your house for you.
No.
Correct.
No. 95% of our clients don't require the assistance of a nurse.
Right.
Okay.
Just trying to keep them safe.
Right.
And now Barb had mentioned long-term care, and I know that is that's something a lot of people don't plan for. So can you explain the cost of that, what that does actually, what that insurance program?
Sure. With the long-term care insurance, if somebody had a policy, they would be able to use that policy in some cases and get reimbursed back for the care that they would need.
Okay.
In the home. There's other sources that can also pay for the private duty as well. Resources like reverse mortgages or sometimes a viatical settlement is also used.
Okay.
There's also some limited grants available from disease-specific organizations like the Alzheimer's Association or the MS Society, Parkinson's Association. And there's also some community nonprofits like the Jewish Family and Children's Services.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Barb Madison and Megan Schultz from Right at Home.
Schmitz.
Megan Schmitz. I'm sorry, Megan.
That's all right.
We have Stephen Schultz that's on our show frequently. And I think I had that in my head. Megan Schmitz and Barb Madison from Right at Home of St. Louis. In-home private care. For the elderly mostly. And is it almost all the elderly, or are there other people that require this type of care too?
Oh, no, we have a variety of ages that we actually serve. We've had clients as young as 18 who need assistance, sometimes just on a temporary basis. And we have people in their 40s and 50s. People have car accidents. They have hip replacements, believe it or not, earlier and earlier these days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cover a lot of ranges, but I would say that 90% of our clientele is elderly.
Right. And in that 10%, I had this happen when I was a senior in high school. A guy that was one of my best friends growing up had a really bad car accident, had massive brain trauma, was in a coma for 6 months. And as he finally came out of it, he had major issues. And because of his brain injury, they didn't even bother to fix his broken femur.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was basically wheelchair-bound from then on and mentally handicapped. So his parents tried to take care of him on their own for a long time, but they just couldn't do it. It was so hard. For them to work jobs, they eventually had to have somebody come into the home because your only other choice is to outsource it and send them off to a home, a facility where they can live.
No, and not an option.
Well, and especially with the elderly, there are so many of them that really don't want to go to a nursing home. They want to stay in their home as long as possible.
Right. I've actually never met one that wanted to go to a facility.
Really?
Never. In 10 years, I can honestly say I've never had somebody say, I'd like to go to skilled nursing instead. Where I know everything.
Well, and two, to keep in mind, as a parent myself, I don't want to be a burden on my children, and this is a perfect way for a win-win to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this can't happen financially without doing some pre-planning.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I think that's one of the questions is, what are the types of pre-planning that people should do?
That's a really good question too, because planning is very, very important. If you have specific desires, number one, if you have a plan of how you want your life to look as an older person, then you need to communicate that and get it in writing somewhere so that people who may be making decisions for you on your behalf will know what your wishes are.
Right.
So
what if you have a parent that's in denial to a certain extent where they just avoid the topic?
They all are.
How should we handle that?
I've never met anyone that wasn't actually in denial either.
But, I purposely stay there frequently.
Right.
It's easier to
cope.
Don't
we all? But one of the ways to approach this with people is just like that. You know, how do you want it to look? We need to just have that written down somewhere so that you're, you know, everything goes the way you want it to. You don't want to be caught unawares.
That makes sense. Well, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions because I want to know, how do you choose the right company? What are the questions you need to ask? What types of quality assurances are in place to make sure that the person that's watching your parents or the person that's going to watch you, if it's you that's listening right now, make sure that they're qualified and make sure that they're going to take good care of you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.